Batman talking in my ear. He's Ron Burgundy.
Hello, this is Ron Burgundy. And you guessed it. Welcome to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. I am, of course, joined by Carolina. Carolina, how are you?
I'm good, actually. Thank you.
Great. You look very pretty today, I'm just going to say.
What? Really?
Yes.
You've literally never said anything complimentary about how I look.
I got 18 hours of sleep last night, so I feel very refreshed. Today's show is quite fascinating. We are going to be talking about the internet. And the internet, for those of you who don't know, was originally created by the U.S. military as a way for members of our armed forces to trade baking recipes with each other. Interesting. Since that first computer was connected to another computer by Alexander Graham Bell all the way back in 2004, the internet has no doubt revolutionized the way our world works today and changed our daily lives. I like to call the internet the information superhighway. That's a phrase I invented myself last night as I was preparing research for this podcast. I had to do all the research myself because Carolina didn't fax any notes to me like I asked her to.
There are so many things wrong with what you just said. There's so many factual errors. You know what? I did fax you the notes for today's show.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, maybe I was out of fax paper.
Ron, you really need to stop using that old fax machine that takes the curly paper that rolls up. The ink gets all over your fingers. I've offered numerous times to get you something more modern.
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But that's the point. It's very broken.
Well, whatever the point is, I think we can all agree on one thing. The internet is here to stay, right?
Sure. Yeah, it will.
It's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. However, it's never been more dangerous. I don't like to contribute to the culture of fear, but the internet is truly terrifying. Right now, look at your children. They aren't safe. The elderly are at constant risk. And if you're going to use the internet, you must take extreme caution. And that's why I'm so glad to have our guest today. His name is Richard Greenberg, and he's what's referred to as a cybersecurity expert. So he knows all the ins and outs of the mercurial intranet. This is going to be fascinating.
It doesn't have to sound so spooky.
To crack open his skull and figure out what's swimming around in there.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, it'll be a basic interview.
Crack that thing open with a ball-peen hammer.
Whoa.
And pull out all the goop.
Come on.
No, but I mean metaphorically.
Sure.
Yeah.
It just sounds... okay.
On the other side of this wall is Richard Greenberg.
He's waiting to just come in.
Cybersecurity expert.
Let's make it sound more warm and welcoming. Just a human professional man.
He knows it all. We'll be right back with our cybersecurity expert right after this commercial break. And welcome back to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. This is Ron Burgundy. And we are joined right now by our cybersecurity expert, Richard Greenberg. Richard, thank you for joining us here on the podcast.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Richard, can I call you Dick? Do you go by Dick Greenberg?
The last person that did that had an unfortunate accident.
Okay.
But you can call me whatever you want.
No, I'm going to call you Richard. I'm not going to mess around with that stuff. Let me just start off by saying, what is a cybersecurity expert for those listening?
Well, we all know that the hackers are looking to get all of our data everywhere.
Who are the hackers? Is that a musical group?
Well, there are good hackers and bad hackers. We call them white hat and black hat.
Whoa.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
So the white hat hackers are the guys that look for vulnerabilities to try to help us identify where we're weak and what we could fix.
Oh.
The black hat hackers are the criminals.
Are the real ones who want to get the good stuff.
They're in Estonia and Russia and China and a variety of different places, and they're trying to get our data because it's monetized. every piece of information, credit card, social security, medical records, and has a value on the dark market.
Mm-hmm. So you're a cybersecurity expert. Do you carry a badge and a gun?
Nope. That would be a physical security expert.
Because it seems like you should have a badge and a gun with you at all times, you know.
It's hard to shoot the internet. That's the problem.
Because you're dealing with cyber criminals.
Exactly. Yes.
But you're not seeing them.
Yeah, they're kind of, we call them, they're in virtual space.
Right? Have you ever by chance met one of these cyber criminals and like remembered their handle and been like, wait a minute.
You're Soccer Girl 23.
Yeah, you look familiar to me. Soccer Girl 23.
I haven't done that.
Okay.
Yeah, they're out there though.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about passwords. I know those are
sure
important, right? And of course, I'm not talking about the old game show password.
Nobody thinks that.
I was actually up to host that show, but they went with a real lightweight instead. We don't need to get on that tangent. But I'm talking about the passwords you use for security purposes. Now, for myself, I just use the same password for everything in my life. Is that the right thing to do?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
And as a matter of fact, tell me what it is and let's discuss it.
Oh, I'm happy to. It is 80085, which, you know how I got that?
That, how?
Well, because if you type that into a calculator and you turn it upside down, it spells boobs.
Oh, okay. So.
Hilarious. Okay. Would you consider that a safe password? It's easy to remember.
Right. That's the good part.
Yes.
The bad part is that the black hat hackers
right
now share tools and they have ways where they can run scripts in computers and try thousands, hundreds of thousands, if you will, password combinations, just random letters. And they would crack your password.
In about 3 seconds.
No, it might take a minute. Depends.
Well, I'll take that. I'll take those chances.
Yeah.
You will?
So you're saying it's not a safe password?
Not at all. And also, you really can't have the same password in all your accounts because if one is broken,
it's
then
done.
Everything.
It's curtains.
As they say, they have the keys to your city.
And I said it on the air here,
yeah,
too.
No, there's no way that boobs could still work.
You know what? It's locked in. It's locked into the old noggin, so.
Do you want to take a minute and go change it?
What would be some other good passwords?
Well, we don't want to say those either.
Boobies?
So one of the, I can give you some advice.
Please.
To help formulate one.
Yeah.
And this is, you know.
Bloobs.
All right.
Now, what you could do better than a password.
Oh, chichis.
Those are just words.
Yeah. So, Ron, better than a password.
They're words that mean certain things. Oh, bazoombas.
Okay. I'm sorry, Richard. Go ahead.
No,
sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, Richard.
I see he's focused.
Got like 5 passwords ready to go.
Okay.
Yes.
Consider a passphrase.
Right. Mm.
So a combination of words such as Ron Burgundy is super duper.
That's pretty long.
Oh, well. Yeah. Maybe
okay,
something.
So Ron Burgundy is super duper.
You might remember that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I would remember that.
So that's a combination of letters that would be hard for a computer to crack because there's so many digits, so many characters.
And then add some numbers on top of it?
That would be good, but make sure you can remember those numbers.
So like Ron Burgundy is super duper, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think I got my new password.
Okay, but don't tell anybody.
Okay, so don't use that one. That was just a hypothetical.
Yeah, exactly. Really, don't use it.
But
don't use it.
If I can't think of another good one, I'll probably use that one. Let me ask you about the dark web. What is the dark web?
It's the place where the black hat hackers operate.
That's where they live.
Yes. They're there. They're deadly. And they want your stuff.
And you can buy illegal narcotics and weapons on the dark web?
You can buy anything you want.
Really?
Yeah.
So, hypothetically, if I wanted to access the dark web and buy, let's say, this is purely a hypothetical situation,
mm-hmm.
Quaaludes, would you, Richard, would you be able to show me how to buy Quaaludes on the dark web?
Are Quaaludes still for sale? I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
Greenies?
Ludes.
Greenies or amphetamines, never mind.
Well, they might have replaced those with more effective drugs.
Yeah.
Okay, man to man, we'll cut this out of the podcast. Richard, can you get me some Quaaludes, regardless of whether it's with the dark web or not?
No, that would kind of compromise my position.
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah.
I appreciate your honesty.
But I can understand the sentiment.
Because a lot of people in my stature would say, sure, Ron, I'll get you whatever you want.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Thank you for being a man of your word and integrity. So, okay, I'll just have to go somewhere else, hypothetically.
Okay.
So, I've heard all about the cyberbullying, right? And to my understanding, it's when you post something to the internet and that someone doesn't like, and that person will actually drive over to your house and punch you right in the face. How do we protect ourselves against cyberbullies?
Cyberbullies act out of immaturity or insecurity or a variety of other psychological things. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing in the real world. You know, when I was a kid, I got beat up by a bully.
Right.
And I'm sure lots of people listening had the same experience. It's no different. It's only online. The problem with online, it's one, everybody can hear it and see it, and it's forever. You can't withdraw anything that's on the internet. So not just two or three people standing around see or hear it, but everyone on everyone's social network will see it.
You know what else is forever?
What?
A diamond.
Is this an ad?
Diamonds are forever.
Let's move on.
K Jewelers.
All right.
Robots. Are they our friends or our enemies? I'll just put it out there.
So there's something called AI, artificial intelligence, that are built in, which makes robots and other types of...
think for themselves.
More or less. They learn and they adapt, right? And so the future is unknown, what these can do. But there's no use today, really, in cybersecurity, but I think down the road there will be.
So how do we keep a lid on this? How do we make sure that the robots, you know, don't John Connor us?
That's a good question. That's more of a political question.
That's a reference to the movie Terminator.
Yes.
There were reports that Alexa's, the Amazon tool, were laughing at their owners and basically scoffing at them. Is that something to worry about?
I had a girlfriend named Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
She used to laugh at me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ron.
I would tell her my secrets and, you know, what I wanted from the supermarket.
Sure.
And she would just laugh.
That's...
Richard, did you ever know an Alexa in your childhood?
No, I haven't. Oh. I'm sorry for your
story there. Yeah. What were your secrets and your supermarket suggestions?
Well, I would just daydream around the house and say, oh, I'd like 3 extra large t-shirts, a dozen bananas, you know, some new sheets.
Okay. Yeah. It was probably an interesting couple.
It was. We were great dinner party guests.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what her password was?
What?
Boobies. On the weekends, Richard, I like to mess around with my CB equipment. You know, I have one in my truck. And I just drive around for hours talking to my pals. I've got the Muskrat, Howler, Danzoid, Groovin' Gary, all good buddies in my convoy. And if you're ever out on the road, my handle is Frog Penis. That's a long, funny story I don't have time to get into. Anyway, is my CB radio safe from hackers?
CB is open, so anybody can get on it. But there's not a whole lot you can do with it unless it's connected to one of your networks internally, which is most likely not the case. Some people have actually done that. But if it's in your truck or your vehicle, then it's contained.
Roger that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Richard, sometimes I can be a real ratchet. Real ratchet jaw on there. I'll be talking to Clawhumper, Buzzball, and Dr. Nathaniel Fernald, doing double nickels on the dime, saying, hey, Muskrat, what's your 20? Next thing you know, I got some mama bear on my donkey.
Okay, this is a cybersecurity expert. He doesn't work with CB radios. And I've told you before, not everyone understands CB radio lingo.
No, come on, Carolina. Quit acting like a lot lizard.
Okay, you told me that lot lizard is CB radio lingo for prostitute, and it is absolutely not okay to call me that. It also doesn't make any sense in this context.
10-4. That was out of line. I apologize. Right. Richard gets it, though.
10-4.
10-4. See? I'm just glad internet hackers can't mess with my CB radio. That's a relief. Yeah. But that is an open line of communication.
Absolutely.
So watch what you say. Okay. Or not.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get too political on this show, but as a cybersecurity expert, would you know how to set up something like stealing a presidential election?
In theory, yes.
Okay. What about an election to a co-op board? Because I'm having a real hard time with my condo, and I could use some help.
Well, maybe you should talk to the people. That might be a better approach.
Sure. Yeah, a legal approach.
Just saying.
Is this a money question? Because I don't mind kicking in some scratch, my friend.
No, that's
okay. If you
can
help me out. All right.
But thanks.
Condo board, if you're listening.
We've got a black hat
in
the building.
I just bought myself a new black hat. There are times when I'm visiting certain websites. I'm going to get into this delicately. Let's just say of an erotic nature.
All right.
And all of a sudden, I'll get a million boxes popping up on my screen. One time, I got so frustrated, I ended up throwing my computer out of the window of my den, and it landed on my neighbor's Passat, and she was pretty sore about it. Any solutions to that problem?
Yeah, get really strong tempered glass windows.
Mm-hmm. There.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. That's great.
That's a...
Done. Right.
That's a handy solution.
Yeah.
But the other thing you can do also is... You know, be careful when you go to the internet. Mm-hmm. There are certain applications you can download. They're called sandboxes, mm-hmm. where they isolate the rest of your computer from where you're going on the internet. Some people use them for banking,
right.
But you could use them for the areas you were discussing as well.
Mm-hmm. It's erotic art I look at.
Okay.
That's honestly.
Looking at?
Erotic art.
Christie's. Auction house online
yes.
leads to pop-ups.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, he appreciates beautiful things in life, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Christie's is spelled KrySTYS.
That's not it. No.
XXX.
Okay.
Let's talk about the terms and conditions that we'll see. You know, that we all have to sign when we go on to a certain thing. Now, I actually take the time to read every single word, and then I send it to my lawyer, and we go back and forth. He makes changes, and it, you know, it takes forever, but I think it's worth it. In general, do you think people should be more careful with the terms and conditions on the internet?
Okay, so I would advise that people not waste their time with that, because basically all the internet providers are saying is, we might get your stuff, and we're happy, and thank you, and we might sell it. And that's the unfortunate part.
Oh, no.
Well, now there is rules in the European Union, and they might come our way, which affords all of us a bit more control of our own personal data.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my attorney charges me hourly, so when he's making all those changes and sending it back to the site, they're not listening. They're not taking any of it.
I think they're filing it in the Oval file cabinet.
So you're saying it's a waste of time?
Yeah. However, as long as we're on this subject,
right.
the notices we get when we download apps,
mm-hmm.
where they want access to your camera, they want access.
Location.
Those are the ones.
Say yes.
No, those are the ones you want to question. And if you have the ability, because some of the apps won't work unless you say yes, others might. And you can say, no, I just want to give you the access to what you need.
Well, then why are we using all this mumbo jumbo if all they want to do is collect our data?
Well, because it's convenient and it's fun, right? It's a trade-off.
It is it's a real trade-off. And now Alexa's listening to us.
Yeah. Not your girlfriend.
No. But the computer lady.
Yeah.
Richard, what's your first memory with a computer? You know, were you a little boy sitting in front of a computer and just saying, yep, this is what I want to do with the rest of my life, and I will lose my virginity or I won't. It doesn't matter. I love computers.
No, I learned when there were mainframes, before there were PCs.
Oh, what's a mainframe?
Mainframe's a big old computer taking up a huge space in a large room.
Okay.
Oh, like the IBM mainframes.
There you go.
Yes.
Right.
Do you remember the old computer Commodore?
Yes.
The Commodore...
It was 64,
I think. Commodore 64.
Right.
Those are coming back, right?
Oh, I don't think you would see those other than people with nostalgia just want to have them around.
And what do you think is past... the iPhone. So what do you think is the next?
Oh, that's a great question.
Is it VR? Is it, what is the next?
Well, I don't know. I think at some point people will elect to have the chip implanted.
Oh my God.
Well, people are getting chips installed now to protect themselves from kidnapping and a variety of other things. If they're political in office in certain questionable countries.
Ron
so the technology is there.
Oh, you had a chip. I paid for a chip to be implanted.
Because you got lost one time.
Ah, did it help?
Well, it turns out it was a $100 poker chip. So it did nothing.
Right.
The guy ripped me off.
Yeah, that was a bummer. What because color? Now when you're lost, you're lost.
Well, also too, it's horribly infected.
Yeah.
Remind me, note to self.
Okay.
Have poker chip removed.
Poker chip removed from neck.
From neck. Thank you.
Got it.
Steve Jobs. Pretty cool guy, right?
Many people say yes. Some people say he was a little bit too intense and tough to work with.
He invented the Macintosh, the iPhone. But a lot of people don't know this. He invented Mr. Microphone. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
It was a toy microphone that you could hook up to your radio and it would broadcast your voice. So very cool. Steve Jobs, a true pioneer.
I don't think Steve Jobs invented the Mr. Microphone.
Well, whoever did gets my utmost respect. The inventor of Mr. Microphone.
Mm-hmm. Is that how you got started in this?
You know, well, I got started by just hanging around outside of news stations. And that was back in the day where you could just walk in and, you know, have a good head of hair and a firm handshake and get put on the air in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really changed. But thank you. Thank you for asking. Richard, have you ever invented anything?
No, just better ways to work more efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
I brought up robots before, and I think you had some good insight to that. But I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. Sex robots, how close are we?
I think they're there.
Whoa!
Yikes.
Well, I know where I can find them.
So maybe you don't need to get the tempered glass after all.
I'll just look them up on Christie's, the art auction website.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Richard, I think we are officially out of time. I'm officially out of questions here. I can't thank you enough for joining our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for
it was a pleasure. Thank
your
you
expertise.
So much.
Caroline, I'm going to give you the keys to my truck, and if you could pull it up front, that would be terrific. But don't touch my CB radio, okay? Do not get on there and open your mouth.
Okay.
You will be an embarrassment in front of my trucker buddies.
Got it.
Richard, thank you again for coming on the Ron Burgundy podcast. I think you've informed a lot of people about how to be safe out there.
Definitely don't forget, change that password.
Well, no, I've already got it. Burned into my brain.
Great. What is it?
Ron Burgundy is a super sexy guy or something like that?
No. Okay. Oh, we'll figure it out later.
All right. We'll be right back with the Ron Burgundy podcast after this. And we are back, Ron Burgundy podcast. Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kept thinking what Richard said
mm-hmm.
about the white hats and the black hats. Mm-hmm. I mean, what? Would you rather be a white hat or a black hat?
A white hat, of course. It's the person protecting our information, protecting our data.
But you're not intrigued a little bit?
About the dark internet?
Being a black hat, you'd have a lot of power. A lot of prestige.
No, that's sort of the question between good and evil, right?
Yeah.
So I want to be good. What do you want to be?
I want to be a white hat, too.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay.
You don't have to look at me like that.
I'm just curious.
No, I was just saying, though. Black hat, huh?
No, white hat.
Okay. Yes, I want to be a white hat, too.
Okay.
I wonder if they're gray hats, though.
Or sort of...
like a light, a charcoal gray hat.
Beautiful.
Yes. Felt.
A feather in it.
A feather in it. It's like, is he or she good or bad?
Right.
Oh, the charcoal gray hat. You don't know.
Well, I can put that on the list of potential screenplays that you asked me to keep.
Yes, perfect. Thank you. Yeah, let's get an outline going on that.
Got it.
Because I'm going to start writing Hollywood movies.
I know.
We've talked about this.
Yeah.
That's my goal
I know.
For this new season.
The gray hat.
And at some point, we will have a stage reading on the podcast of my manuscript
yes.
that I've written. And I can't wait for that. We are going to do that, by the way.
Uh-huh.
One other thing about Richard, mm-hmm. I mean, boy, he was not happy. When I asked him if I could call him Dick, and he said the last time he called, I mean, that was...
spooky.
That was aggressive.
Last time anyone called me Dick, they were in a terrible accident.
And did you notice... I didn't notice it until the end of the interview.
Uh-huh.
But he, in his right hand, he put his hand on top of the table.
Okay.
And he had brass knuckles.
Oh, my God. What does that mean? I mean...
He had old-fashioned brass knuckles.
Why would he... He's a cybersecurity...
I know. Makes no sense.
Wow. Well, he might be a killer.
We don't know that. We cannot jump to
conclusions. We can't say that on air. You're right.
However, I did know if he were to leap across the table and try to punch me...
Yeah.
With the brass knuckles...
Yeah.
I was going to cushion the blow with your face.
What? I don't understand. Why?
But isn't that great? I was already thinking ahead of time that I would use you as a human shield.
No, to protect because myself. I would have gotten pummeled and you would have been fine.
But that's why I respect you so much. Your selfless, white hat attitude prevails.
I don't know throughout. If that's what I meant when I said I want to be a white hat.
So are you thinking you want to be a black hat?
I don't want to go down for a black hat.
Luke, I'm your father.
Exactly.
You remember what that was from?
Star Wars.
Okay. I couldn't remember if it was Star Wars or Raiders of the Lost Ark. Doesn't matter. Let's follow up with Richard, though, and see if he really can get me some Quaaludes.
Okay.
Well, we'll catch you next Thursday on the Ron Burgundy podcast. This is Ron Burgundy saying, until next time, don't be a black hat. The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Funny or Die. I'm Ron Burgundy, the host, writer, and executive producer. Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. Our producers are Jack O'Brien, Nick Stumpf, Miles Gray, and Whitney Hodak. Our executive producer is Mike Farah. Our consulting producer is Andrew Steele. Our coordinating producer is Colin McDougall. Our associate producers are... Anna Hosnier and Sophie Lichterman. Our writer is Jake Fogelnest. Our production coordinator is Hannah Jacobson. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stumpf. Until next time, this is Ron Burgundy.